Hi, welcome to your meditation. My name is Kyla, and I'm a primordial sound meditation instructor here at the Chopra Center. When we ask ourselves, what do I want? What do I really, truly want in my life? What is my heart yearning for? The answer many of us hear is love, or one of its many close relatives, connection, acceptance, understanding, appreciation, intimacy, warmth. We may think that love is missing in our lives or that we don't have enough of it, but in reality, love is our essential nature. It doesn't come from outside of us, and therefore it can't be lost or taken away. When it feels like love is lacking, it's because we have forgotten who we really are. The poet Robert Bly offers a beautiful description of how we forget who we are. In A Little Book on the Human Shadow, he observes that as very young children, we have a 360-degree personality. We're like radiant balls of light and love, sending out energy from every part of our being. We soon notice that our parents don't approve of certain aspects of ourselves or of our behavior. Maybe they tell us that it's not polite to get angry, that we shouldn't ask so many questions, or that we shouldn't want what we want. In order to keep their love and approval, we stuff these qualities into an invisible bag. And as we go through school and get more feedback from our classmates and teachers, we continue to fill our bags, which become a heavier burden with every passing year. We split ourselves into the parts that seem acceptable and okay to show the world, and those we feel we must hide. We lose our sense of wholeness, and we begin to identify with the internalized voice of the ego, telling us that we are too much of this, too little of that, never enough, and never quite right. These are the stories we've been telling ourselves for years, but in every moment, we have an opportunity to let go of the story, drop the bag, and experience our true, brilliant, loving nature. Let's do that right now. Begin by finding a comfortable seated position where you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, see if there are any adjustments you can make to become even just 5% more comfortable. Relax your neck and shoulders. Soften the muscles around your eyes. Notice if you're clenching your jaw and let it go. Feel your feet comfortably planted on the ground or floor, connecting you to the powerful energy of the earth. So now take a few more deep breaths into your heart, feeling the vital life force of the breath enliven the energy of your heart. Now go back in your life and let an experience of love arise in your awareness. Perhaps a parent or teacher or friend showed you love and cared for you and let you know you were important. Maybe someone you didn't even know went out of their way to help you during a difficult time, and you felt something in your heart soften and melt as the love flowed in. Your experience may also be of giving love. Forgiving and receiving are really the same thing, a flow of energy. Do you feel the warmth and love when you see your dog or other pet wagging their whole body in excitement when you get ready to go for a walk? Do you feel that deep sense of joy in finding just the right gift for someone and then seeing them light up upon receiving it? Use all of your senses to bring your memory alive as you re-experience this moment of love. Was the sun gently warming your skin? Did the scent of a forest pine fill the air? Maybe there was music playing in the room. Maybe you were eating a delicious ripe peach. Did you look into your friend's eyes and see pure love shining out for you? As you put your attention on this experience of love, How does your body feel? Are you feeling more relaxed, at ease, joyful, peaceful, serene, safe? Do you notice your breathing becoming even deeper and more even? Can you feel a subtle energy of love flowing from your heart and throughout your body? Does this energy have a color? Maybe it's a soft pink, or a golden honey color, or a shimmering green. Don't worry if you don't see any colors. Not everyone experiences energy this way, and you will still receive all the benefits of this meditation. Just let whatever sensations of love you are experiencing fill you completely, releasing any areas of tension in your body and just letting go. We all try so hard to win approval, to get it right, to be better, to improve ourselves, and find love. Just for this moment, can you stop trying so hard and just be? Be with your beautiful self. You are perfect as you are. You are lovable, loved, and loving. You are love. The Buddha said, "You can search the entire universe and not find a single being more worthy of love than you." So now let's spend some time just breathing in and floating in the vibrations of love. Ready, gently begin to come back into the room, maybe wiggling your toes and fingers, stretching, taking a few deep breaths, giving yourself a few moments to sit quietly and soak in the benefits of your meditation before you go about the rest of your day. Remember that you can always come back to this loving feeling whenever you like by closing your eyes, taking a few breaths, and connecting to that inner feeling of love. So whenever you're at work, waiting in line, driving in traffic, feeling stressed, or just in need of a little more calm and peace, remember that you can always come back to your heart, which is an infinite source of love and your true nature. Thank you for joining me for today's meditation. Namaste.